Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is Pamela Clark. I'm special guest host tonight. Sadia Ejaz is away on a trip, so I'm filling in for her. Tonight's show is called Let's Talk. Everything is open for discussion. If you have a special event, a contest that's open to the public, whether it's a contest for homeschoolers, charter, public school families, whatever, just for all of the above, just call in and share it with us. Educational concern, questions, please call in. Our number here is 347-633-9225. 347-633-9225. Lots going on here at New Heights. So we have some announcements to make. A friend of mine and his wife, they're both friends of mine, Greg and Sandra Morton, return to Saturdays with another episode of the Morton Podcast. Join them as they discuss good manners, sports, entertainment, headlines, and more. You can call in and join in on their chat also. It's mostly on Saturdays at 9 p.m. Pacific Time or midnight Eastern Standard Time. Greg is a former child actor from Scarecrow and Mrs. King. He is an author of The Fury of the Bear, Lifting a Foot Forward, filmmaker, and outdoor enthusiast whose unique perspective has challenged him to push the boundaries of what it means to have to live a balanced life. Together with his wife, Sandra, they tackle new topics and new headlines each week, sharing their love, relationship, not always equal perspective, in an effort to build a more positive and supportive world around us. And I know that from listening to him. But that's what makes it fun. Also, right now we're offering our biweekly Enrichment Day classes on Fridays from 1 to 3 p.m. Those are held at the Zion Lutheran Church in Defiance. And these classes are not religious-based, though, unless families want there to be one. We just had our Thanksgiving gathering, which we had a great turnout for being a 1 p.m. and on a Friday afternoon, so we were very excited about that. We have our December gathering, December 20th, and that's also from 1 to 3, but again, we have classes biweekly, so we'll have other classes before then. So you can email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. You can visit our website at newheightseducation.org, or you can call 419-786-0247 if you have questions or concerns or need help with anything. Okay, also, we recently were honored with some new awards. Women in Business 2013, this is their 10th annual year recognizing women in business. We received Organization of the Year, Government or Nonprofit. We received the Silver Award. And then I myself, as founder and director, received Female Executive of the Year for Government or Nonprofit, the Bronze Award. And that was out of more than 1,200 applicants from 18 nations that were nominated. So we are truly honored to have been chosen this year and 2 years in a row. So this last year we also placed both the organization and myself. So again, 2 years in a row, what an honor. So thank you for that, judges. So also, we recently held our student advisory group, which was held this last Monday here at my home office in Defiance. And the students still didn't choose a president or vice president, but they are working together to fill those roles. And then Sadia Ejaz, who's tonight's or Friday night's host normally, she became a member and secretary for that group. Desiree McMillan was voted in as treasurer and news reporter. Estella May Burns became historian, so she's in charge of taking pictures at events and functions and also putting our scrapbook together. Catherine Spangler is our recreation leader. Her and her brother both are recreation leader, but she is the refreshment coordinator under recreation leader. And Kyler is the recreation activity leader under the recreation leader. So they've split those responsibilities. We'll probably be having another meeting, hopefully in January or February for that. And hopefully we'll have a president and vice president voted in at those. So anybody that'd like to apply to try out for those positions are more than welcome. And you're welcome no matter what school background you're from. So you'd like to be part of the student advisor group. Now, the student advisor group, they help with fundraising for their futures and for New Heights also. And then New Heights, we, fill out grants and so forth for them. So sometimes that pays for a maritime archaeologist that wants training, or someone that's taking karate or Irish dancing, or all kinds of things. So it really is up to who is part of our group and what their dreams are, is how that money is spent. So again, we're also planning a parent, teacher, you don't need to be a parent either to be part of our adult advisory group, but most of the parents are part of it because they want a voice for their children, just like we give the children a voice to come in and tell their ideas and so forth for the student advisory group and what they'd like for us to offer and everything. The parents also have a voice, so we have our adult advisory group, and we're planning a meeting hopefully before the end of this year, or maybe even the next few weeks we'll have that meeting. So those are the plans. Now, we do have some contests on our website going to share with you. These contests that we have, these are New Heights Educational Group contests, and they are open to the public. Just a second, I'll give you example of some of these. We have like a art contest, so you can send in paintings or drawings. You could send in photos, and we have different categories and different prizes for each of those. Usually you can win money, but since we don't know who is going to enter these contests, we can't specify a certain amount of money because the money comes from these entries. We charge $10 per entry, and that's per item. So if your child is a poet and wants to enter the poetry contest, then that would be a $10 entry. And if they want to enter a painting or a drawing, that's another $10 entry. So we have our whole list. You can go under our website under media and articles for that list, and then there's like a tab that pops up there to the right, and you can scroll down. The Fort Wayne Civic Theater, they also offer like a playwright festival and contests throughout the year, so we publicize for them. And right now our deadlines are February 1st for the submission deadlines, and then the next winners would be announced February 15th. And you have to mail in your entries. Right now, we have an art contest titled Winter Dreams, and that is for the grades to be judged are 7th grade, in 8th through 12th grade. And then we have offer a 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place. And then we have the poetry contest, which is themed Winter Nights. And that's, again, open to those same age brackets. And college students can participate, and adults can participate in any of these contests, too. Of course, that's just a totally different bracket. They're not compared to, 8th to 12th graders or 3rd to 7th. adults are separate, but they can compete too in these. Songwriter contest, the song has to be family friendly, and each song or lyrics must be original. Photo contest, we have the Winter Wonders, that's the title of it right now. And then we have the essay contest, which I mentioned earlier, and we called that Winter Wonderland, and it has to be a minimum of 250 words or and a maximum of 500 words. But you can also choose your own topic on that. I know from past experience that there's a lot of kids or youth that want a subject to write about, and they're not comfortable choosing one for themselves. But then on the opposite end of that, there's some people that do not want a theme. They want to make up their own from, you know, top to bottom. So that's fine too. We'll take it. And again, open to everyone. So also, you might want to check out firstfreedom.org. They have competitions throughout the year for 9th through 12th grade students at all levels of academic placement can participate. And it's a national essay and video contest offered to these students, and they usually compete for prizes around $2,500. And they examine the First Amendment and the history and the implementation of religious freedom in American democracy in the world today. I'm not sure what months this runs, but again, you can go on our site and you can click on firstfreedom.org and just kind of follow that through and see if there's anything you'd like to participate in. Again, if you want to call into the show and talk to me, I only have about 3 minutes or so left before the end of the show, but 347-633-9225. I'd love to hear from you. Now, Kaden Behan, tomorrow she's going to be on at 6 p.m., and she is going to be discussing immunizations and trying to answer the questions, are vaccines good for us? So I'm excited about that one. I've been wanting to do a show on immunizations for some time now. So if you'd like to be part of that, you know, you can call the same phone number tomorrow to talk to her. She's on from 6 to 6:30. And Saudi is only on from 6 to 6:15. So, anyways, next week, Saudi Aisha's show will be on why is it important to volunteer? So I'm excited to hear her perspective on that, especially since she's been a volunteer for the New Heights Educational Group for probably 2-3 years now. And she sure knows about volunteering. So, anyways, we have no calls. So that is our show for today. We appreciate you listening, and hopefully you'll join us tomorrow for the immunization show. Again, our phone number, 419-786-0247, and our website, newheightseducation.org, and our email, newheightseducation@. Have a wonderful evening.
To more than I